I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's one, Tom. That's one. Danny has two.
I have two today. Grant has two this week.
Oh, are we keeping it for the week?
It's for the week, yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I tied it up today. I came back strong by talking without my microphone two times this morning.
Unbelievable, by the way. Mm. That was a bad one. That was Cardinals Bears on Cardinals television. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. Will Montgomery going to be on the show at 1 o'clock, 40 minutes from now.
Monty.
I think this is going to be an insightful and a really informed conversation we'll have with him. I asked him to watch the film of the 14 runs for the starters so far. He sent me a sheet with every single run and what went wrong on every play.
Nice.
We can go through with him some of those runs and why they didn't work and why the Redskins can't run the ball. But more importantly, he's going to be on the show as a longtime center in the NFL. Your cousin, Chase Rullier, whose birthday it also is today, by the way.
But that's almost impossible. For that to be the case, we have almost the exact same last name. We do have the same birthday. Cousin Chase, happy birthday, buddy. It's a great day. It's you and me.
Did you guys ever have co-birthdays growing up together?
We never did because I was much older. It's you, Cousin Chase, me, and Kobe Bryant.
Those My name is Chase Rullier.
Two big three.
Chase Rullier's birthday is today, and so is Danny Rullier.
And Kobe's.
Chase Rullier.
He is probably, what, 23, I'm guessing?
Yeah, he's probably
24. What are you, 33?
Older.
35. 38.
Yep.
How's that feel?
Terrible.
Pretty awful, right?
Pretty bad.
Not a good time.
Thanks.
Will Montgomery at 1 o'clock. Four quarterbacks drafted, first round or just outside of it, who were expected to have a chance to compete for some playing time this year. Now, one of those four is pretty much a draft and stash, Pat Mahomes in Kansas City with the Chiefs.
It's Alex Smith's team still, right?
Absolutely. The three other guys are in situations, Mitch Trubisky in Chicago with Mike Glennon, Deshaun Watson in Houston with Tom Savage, and Deshaun Kizer in Cleveland with Brock Osweiler. Are you ready to Brock? They're in situations where the starter ahead of them on the depth chart is not entrenched, not a long-term answer, is a placeholder, and by being a recent highly drafted player, they'll probably get a chance to get on the field pretty quickly. So here's what we want to do. We can get your thoughts on this, and maybe the easiest question to get answers on the phones is, which of these four guys, Trubisky, Mahomes, Watson, Kizer, will have the best rookie season? 800-636-1067. And then the better question, which of these four guys will have the best NFL career? Trubisky, Mahomes, Watson, Kizer. You got to take one long-term. Who would it be? 800-636-1067. You and I can rank 1 through 4 their seasons and their careers ultimately. But going through this really quickly, let's just give all the information we need on the subject.
Okay.
This is how they've fared to this point. I've got all the numbers from the preseason here. Mitch Trubisky has actually looked very good. He played against Denver in the first preseason game and played a lot. He went 18 of 25 for 166 yards, a touchdown, no picks, no sacks, rushed three times for 35 yards. I mean, he lit Chicago up, and everyone was ecstatic and thrilled in that town, calling into talk radio for the next several days that he needed to start. That's silly goose nonsense because it's a preseason game, mostly in the second half. But the point is Mitch Trubisky looked really sharp.
The preseason, what you can find out is if someone can't play.
Yes.
If they just look lost and are incompetent and have no chance, that's not what it looked like. So that's as good as you can do in that circumstance.
Then he played at Arizona in week two in a one-point win over the Cardinals, and he went 6 of 8 for 60 yards, 10 yards per completion, another touchdown, just one sack, no interceptions. So far, Trubisky at 23 years old out of North Carolina.
Pretty impressive.
Has looked what you want a top five pick to look like. Meanwhile, Mike Glennon has looked bad.
Yes.
And because of that, there is rumbling already that the Bears fan base wants to see Trubisky. That's going to be a mistake if and when they do that. They're spending $15 million on a backup quarterback, but we can get to that in a minute. Pat Mahomes for Kansas City. I watched all of his throws in the San Francisco game his first preseason. The cool thing about NFL media now is that after all these games with the rookies you care about, you can find video of, hey, here's every throw that Pat Mahomes made during the game. He was really impressive to me against the Chiefs. I didn't see as much of him against the Bengals, but having seen some of it, he was pretty good in that game too. So here is his numbers. Against the 49ers, he was 7 of 9 for 50 yards, a touchdown, no picks, and one sack.
Pretty impressive.
And then he improved against the Bengals, 10 of 14 for 88 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, no sacks, three carries for 30 yards. What I like a lot about him is he is uber athletic. He is mobile as heck. He runs around and extends plays without necessarily taking hits so far through two games at 21 years old, Texas Tech. I thought of him as a big-time project, and I think he is. But Danny, his athleticism jumps off the charts. I was enamored with his skill set when I watched him.
So I'll take that and add in how impressive he was at Super Bowl time. If you remember, he had on, and maybe I'm easily wooed by this, but impeccable suit, glad-handing everybody, sitting down for interview after interview after interview, and he was the buzz
was this
for a while.
When we were there?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He was the buzz for a while at that. Have you seen Mahomes? Have you talked to Mahomes? Because just this, a guy that does is not as physically imposing as Trubisky, who's like just, you know, chiseled and huge and 6'5". Mahomes a little bit smaller, 6'2 and change. Not small by any stretch, but NFL quarterback size, not ideal potentially. But just he charmed the pants off of everybody. There was this buzz, but, you know, at each radio station, Radio Row, someone had talked to someone who had just talked to Mahomes, and he came off as just this super impressive, skyrocketing stock guy.
He comes off like a guy who understands what it is to be a pro, and that's because his dad was a professional athlete. His dad was a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah.
And I think that kids who have that upbringing really benefit from it. You're right, though. I mean, everyone who seems to ever interview or talk to him comes away pretty impressed. So the other two guys halfway through the big four, so to speak, in this quarterback class of rookies, Deshaun Watson with the Houston Texans was the third guy taken in the first round. Of course, he was one of the great superstars in college the last couple of years at Clemson, now 21 years old, trying to win snaps and reps from Tom Savage. His first preseason game on national television against the Panthers was pretty good. I thought it was over, talked about a little bit. He ran around and made some plays. He was 15 of 25, threw for a 180, got sacked three times, took too many shots for me, but he ran for three carries for 24 yards and rushed for a touchdown. And the rushing touchdown was really impressive. I think it was like 15 yards. He pulled the ball down, and he just showed off great speed. He crashed back down to earth against the Patriots. I don't know if you saw any of his second preseason game.
I didn't see the second one, no.
He was 3 of 10 for 102 yards. Now, that's a lot of yards, obviously. It's a big completion in there. But 3 of 10 passing in that game.
Yeah, hadn't bothered
a
biscuit.
That's a little bit revealing. Four carries for 10 yards. So of the four guys, he's had the one stinker in the preseason to this point. And maybe not coincidentally, the Texans have already said Tom Savage is their starter since that 3-for-10 performance. The antithesis of that is what the Browns are doing right now, where DeShone Kizer, their 21-year-old Notre Dame product, who they took outside of the first round, looks like he's in line to be the starting quarterback in Cleveland. I think this is a mistake. We can get into that in a minute. But Trubisky's not going to start for the Bears. Mahomes is not going to start for the Chiefs. Watson's not going to start for the Texans. The fourth of the four guys drafted, Kizer,
looks like he will
be the guy that's most likely to start in week one. He was 11 of 18 with a touchdown and 185 yards in his debut against the Saints. Last week against the Giants was 8 of 13, got sacked two times. Here's my problem with Kizer. It's the only one I've got so far. He does take a bunch of sacks.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good offensive line. He's got 5 sacks in very limited time in the preseason. Basically 28 dropbacks, I think it is. It might be closer to 30. Might have like 30, 31 dropbacks. And he's already taken 5 sacks and been hit twice that many times.
Scares you, especially in Cleveland. I know their O-line is pretty good, actually, by league standards. But still, that just scares the hell out of you for a kid like that to get thrown to the Wolves.
How many times do they have to throw their kid quarterbacks out there when they're playing for a bad team and a bad offense before they learn their lesson?
It just seems they seem to be mystified that their young quarterback doesn't work out. When you go to a bad organization that continues to be bad, somehow it doesn't pan out for them. They seem mystified by it.
We all agree that Brock Osweiler is not good.
We know that he stinks.
More picks than touchdowns last year in a good offense on a great team. Didn't have a whole lot on his plate and couldn't handle that. We get that. I saw the video like you did. We made fun of it on the show, and they asked if you were ready to Brock. And it was all checkdowns to running backs and bubble screens at training camp. He can't play. You're not going to win anyway. Play him for, I don't care if it's 4 games. If it's 5 weeks from the start of the season and 8 weeks from now, that Kizer has 2 more months to prep, he'll be better for that. I just think continually throwing these quarterbacks to the Wolves in an awful cultural organization It's not a coincidence that they all bust. You haven't been wrong every single time you've ever drafted a quarterback. I promise you that.
Yeah, other scouts liked these guys, too, that you picked. You know what I mean? Has every scout ever that wrote down a nice report about a quarterback that you've drafted been incorrect?
I'm sure it's coincidence. I'm sure the Browns have just never once drafted a guy that would have had a good career somewhere else.
It's my firm belief. We just seem stunned that a guy goes to a good organization and somehow thrives. A guy out of Miami of Ohio named Ben Roethlisberger magically materializes and plays well. A dude out of Delaware that didn't know, like, diddly or squat and was too dumb to be phased. It was hit by a kid that I coach, his college teammate scouting reporter, Joe Flacco. He's too dumb to feel pressure. That guy somehow magically worked out in Baltimore because they're a good organization and good culture. People seem to be stunned when these things go well and go poorly for these organizations, good or bad.
Let's rank these four guys for this season and for their careers next, and we'll take your calls on that. Who will have the best rookie season of the four? Who will have the best career of the four? 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.